This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 311 for Thursday, March 18th. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Thursday morning as speculative long liquidation weighed on prices. Canola down $8 to $14, the nearby May contract down $9.70 at $769.60 per ton. New crop November down $10 at $614.50. Yesterday's downturn was bearish from a chart standpoint, with a May contract falling below its 20-day moving average this morning, and investors back on the sell side booking profits on their large net long positions. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also weighed on the Canadian oilseed. Tight old crop supplies do remain a supportive influence, with any losses likely to uncover some fresh buying interest, and canola is off its lows hit earlier today. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 4 cents in the May contract at $14.14 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of only 202,000 tons for delivery during the current crop year were down sharply from the previous week as export interest shifts to South America. Brazil's harvest may have been delayed, but it's moving forward now, and supplies are starting to reach export positions. Corn, it's down in sympathy with soybeans and wheat this morning, although solid export demand did temper the losses there. May corn down 4 cents at 553.5. Weekly U.S. corn export sales at 1.2 million tons top trade guesses, with an additional sale of over 600,000 tons to China reported this morning. China has been making large purchases of U.S. corn in recent days, with both countries meeting for a summit in Alaska today and tomorrow to talk trade. Wheat, it's lower this morning as improving U.S. crop conditions weighed on prices. Rising production estimates out of Russia were also bearish. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the May contract at $6.26 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in May at $5.93 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 5 cents in the May contract at $6.34 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales at 529,000 tons were at the higher end of expectations, and that did help temper the declines. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, March 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.